Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Many scientific research studies show that there is a powerful connection between acupuncture and infertility, and in particular, acupuncture and IVF success. My guest is Mike Berkley. He's the founder and director of the Berkley Center for Reproductive Wellness in New York City. So, Mike, tell us a little bit about acupuncture and fertility or infertility. How is this used to help IVF techniques?
Hi, Melanie. It's great to be here, and thanks for that terrific question. So, briefly, we'll talk a little bit about how acupuncture can help the IVF patient, because most patients that are infertile are undergoing in vitro fertilization. And I think the best case scenario for these patients is an East meets West and reproductive medicine approach. So what happens in an IVF, or I should say the way a patient gets pregnant is, even without IVF, is they need to have a good embryo. And a good embryo consists of good egg and good sperm. So you can do 20 IVFs, and if you don't have good egg and good sperm and poor embryos, you're either going to not get pregnant or have a chemical pregnancy, which means a very early, you know, miscarriage. So what acupuncture does essentially in the female patient is it greatly stimulates blood flow to the ovaries. Blood carries oxygen, nutrients, hormones, and electrolytes to the ovaries, and simultaneously helps rid the ovaries of dead cells. That behavior, if you will, lends itself to facilitating improved health of the follicles, which store the eggs. So at the end of the day, acupuncture can, in some cases, though not all cases, improve egg quality. And so if you can improve egg quality, you're really improving the chances of a successful outcome in an IVF patient or even a patient who's not undergoing IVF. Remember also that depending upon what you read or who you speak to, infertility is 30 to 50% male factor. And acupuncture works in the same way with men by stimulating blood flow to the testicles, improving the quality of the sperm, and then you have better sperm, better egg, better embryo, and therefore a greater chance at a live birth take-home baby.
So you're saying that both the man and the woman could receive the acupuncture. Is this something that is done months and months in advance or while the IVF is going on?
That's a great question. The best case scenario is months and months in advance, meaning 3 to 4 months in advance. Let's use some analogies. If somebody wanted to run in a marathon, they wouldn't start training for the marathon a week before.
Absolutely.
They'd be training for months in advance. If somebody wanted to be a bodybuilder, they wouldn't go into the gym, you know, once a week and expect results. If they were depressed and went to psychotherapy, they wouldn't benefit from doing it, you know, once a week, you know, a month before their father was expected to pass away, and they'd be in a severe depression. So acupuncture is a process-oriented modality that requires some time for its effect to become manifest. And we're not talking about 2 years in advance of an IVF, but 3 or 4 months in advance of an IVF is ideal. Now, there are some patients that come in and say, I'm having an IVF transfer next week. Should I start now? And the answer is yes. That may sound contradictory to what I just said, but it's not. And the reason it's not is because if their IVF cycle fails, well, the acupuncture that we've been doing now is to be looked at as a preparation for the subsequent cycle.
So it's kind of never too late to start because you're not sure what would happen with each subsequent IVF treatment.
Absolutely. And let's say they get pregnant, by the way. So we treat patients twice a week for 13 weeks after pregnancy to help prevent miscarriage, because 90% of miscarriages occur within the first 12 weeks.
So now, Mike, are the needles at key energy meridians by the reproductive organs? I mean, how does that work for people that really know nothing about acupuncture? Is it anywhere near the area? Are there areas you can explain about this a little bit?
Well, let me briefly say that acupuncture is a science and an art, not unlike in vitro fertilization. And so if you went to three reproductive endocrinologists, they might each present the patient with three completely different protocols. So the answer, I'm going to answer your question directly, but I should say that, you know, many different acupuncturists might treat in many different ways. But certainly my objective in treating a patient is, as I stated earlier, to stimulate blood flow either to the testicles or the ovaries. And so to help do that, I'm not putting the needles in the testicles or the ovaries, of course, but we're putting them on the lower abdomen, and we're also putting needles in the legs and in the feet, because those points are manifest along meridians or channels which actually go to the reproductive environment. So we can put a needle in the ankle, but that actually stimulates blood flow to the ovaries. And if a patient has anxiety, we put needles in the ears and the forehead.
And you mentioned that during pregnancy you might even use the same. Is that so lining? I mean, because if you're increasing blood flow, we want a good strong lining in the uterus to get the hormones and nutrients needed to help keep that pregnancy going.
That's not exactly how we think about it.
Okay.
That's more, I mean, you're on track, but you're more on track before they're pregnant. Once they're pregnant, there are, you know, many causes of miscarriage, but, you know, the two biggest causes of miscarriage are chromosomal abnormalities in the embryos, in which case acupuncture cannot do anything. The other thing is not enough blood flow to the developing, you know, what's called blastocyst or you know, mature embryo, or subsequently not enough blood flow to the developing placenta. And what you end up with is something called fetal demise, premature fetal demise, or the lack of appropriate growth of the fetus, and so it dies, and the woman miscarries because there's not enough blood to the placenta. So when a woman is pregnant, it's no longer about stimulating blood to the ovaries; it's about stimulating blood to the implanted blastocyst in the beginning, and then subsequently stimulating blood flow to the placenta.
So now what about the cost? Because fertility treatments are expensive on their own, and usually insurance may cover three treatments. What about the cost of adding acupuncture to this?
So again, it all depends. It's similar to the reproductive endocrinologist. There are some REs that charge $3,000 a cycle, and there's some REs that charge $15,000 a cycle. And there are acupuncturists that charge, you know, $250 for a first visit. I charge $115 for a first visit. There are acupuncturists that charge $125 for follow-ups. You know, we charge $90 or $70 if they buy a package. So, I mean, the prices are all over the place. We're also out-of-network providers, so many times patients come in and don't have to pay a penny because their insurance covers it. So they just have to call around and find out about the pricing. But I would put to you for your consideration and to the listeners as well that what's more important than the pricing is choosing an experienced practitioner.
Well, that is important really in anything, and certainly fertility and acupuncture. You want someone who has thousands of hours and you know, so much education in the area. So in the last 30, 40 seconds, Mike, wrap it up for us about acupuncture and fertility and tell people if it's right for them, how they can tell
right.
If it's right for them.
Okay. Well, first of all, may I mention a website where people
sure.
can find qualified acupuncturists?
Absolutely.
There's an organization called the American Board of Oriental Reproductive Medicine, and the website is aborm.org. And that's a website that lists certified acupuncturists who are certified in reproductive Chinese reproductive medicine. And they're very, very experienced in both Western medicine and Chinese reproductive medicine. That's the place to find a practitioner. Acupuncture is appropriate almost for all patients. I mean, obviously, if a woman is using
just about 10 seconds, Mike.
All right. I would say use acupuncture as part of your protocol because we have 2,500 years of history behind it.
Thank you so much. And the website to find a good qualified acupuncturist, aborm.org. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.